I recently read a talk back by a guy named Ahmed, which read, "Yes, Orthodox Judaism preaches hatred for Goyim. Shimon the Tzaddik said, the best of the Gentiles kill him. Are you able to shed some light on this for me, please? Thank you. Bill Wilson from Montana. That was said in the following context. When the Jewish people left Egypt, they were pursued by the Egyptians, who pursued them with horses. And the rabbis asked, where did they get the horses from? All the horses had died during the pestilence and the hail. But all those who feared God and brought their animals inside during the hail, their animals didn't die. So we see that the horses came from the people who feared God. And therefore the rabbi said that in time of war, not just like this, in time of war, then even the best of the Gentiles, even somebody who appears to be a God-fearing person in wartime, where there's a doubt whether this person is dangerous or not, then assume that even the where there's a doubt that you should kill a non-Jewish enemy, even if there's a doubt. The famous story in Gush Katif, in Gush Etzion, in the War of Independence, some soldiers, Israeli soldiers, who were working behind enemy lines, came to some shepherds, and some of them said we should kill them because they could go and inform on us and they'll come and kill us. And some of them said no, they're just plain innocent shepherds, and they let them go, and sure enough the shepherd went, informed on them, and these people were slaughtered. So it's under that circumstances that this was said. In a time of war, when you're not sure if the person is a combatant, if he is dangerous to you, and it's a matter of saving your life and killing somebody you're not sure is going to threaten you or not, then even the best of the non-Jews in a war situation where they are the enemy, kill them.